Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA legislative report for Tuesday, February 28th. Last Friday, the legislature's original House Fiscal Committee cutoff arrived. Immediately following the original House Policy Committee cutoff the previous Friday meant lengthy public hearings and executive action in the legislature's six fiscal committees. During the week, the fiscal committees held about 550 of the legislature's total 1,600 introduced bills. In just 7 days of action, fiscal committees pushed out almost 300 of those bills. These 300 bills, in addition to the hundreds of bills already in the House or Senate Rules Committees or their respective floor calendars, give the full House and Senate plenty of work to do as they shift to almost exclusive floor action starting yesterday. Legislators will be in their respective chambers and behind closed doors in the four political caucuses until 5 o'clock March 8th, when the House of Origin cutoff arrives. Following that date, the action shifts back to committee work as each House hears and acts on opposite House bills. Last week's podcast reviewed the House Appropriations Committee's adoption of House Bill 1436, Superintendent Reichdahl's Special Education Funding Bill. Starting as one of the best K-12 bills of the session, the so-called full meal deal was gutted, leaving it a shell of its former self. The bill went from eliminating the enrollment funding cap to phasing in increases for 4 years before eliminating the cap in the 2027-28 school year. The original bill, which would have funded K-12 multipliers to fully cover the cost of providing special education services, was dramatically lowered, and the pre-K multipliers were actually removed. The accountability language requiring OSPI to divert up to 50% of a district's general apportionment to special education if costs exceeded state funding remains as in the bill, as well as some slightly amended language requiring the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Committee to conduct a performance audit. We finally saw a fiscal note for this new bill this week. The previous $803 million price tag to fully fund special education now only costs $168 million. Maybe this is a case of you can get what you pay for. On Wednesday last week, the Senate Ways and Means Committee acted on Senate Bill 5311, the Senate's version of special education funding. Coming into the week, it was certainly not the best possible bill, but it was definitely better than the newly adopted House Bill 1436. That said, on Wednesday, Senate Bill 5311 also got a facelift. As adopted by the committee, the bill continues to lift the funding cap from 13.5% to 15%, and multipliers for pre-kindergarten in grades K through 12 remain. Funding of the multipliers, however, were dramatically lowered. Instead of a four-year phase-in, the multiplier increases in 2023-24 are accelerated, while the following 3 years, the multipliers are static. That is positive for the 2023-24 school year, but after 4 years, the multiplier increase is less than what was originally proposed. This change increases the bill's cost from $303 million to $352 million in the 2023-25 biennium. On a first glance, this is positive. However, because the multipliers are only increased in the first year, the four-year total moves from just over $1 billion to $771 million. This is still more than the four-year total for the new House Bill 1436, which is about $410 million. However, neither bill gets what we actually need, even after 4 years. The amended Senate Bill 5311 also includes new accountability language, which requires OSPI and the state auditor to develop an allocation and cost accounting methodology with the intent of capturing excess costs to determine how districts are spending general apportionment funds and special education funds. The Senate language is not as onerous as the House language, but they both have the same implication. That is, the legislature lacks trust in public schools. On pupil transportation, we talked about the gutting of House Bill 1248 2 weeks ago. Last week, Senate Bill 5174 received a similar shellacking. The bill, as adopted by the Ways and Means Committee, leaves two pieces. Like House Bill 1248, the new Senate Bill 5174 would implement a new special passenger safety net program. The second piece is different, however. House Bill 1248 retains language requiring pupil transportation contractors to provide benefits to their employees. That language, thankfully, is removed in the new Senate Bill 5174, and also new language is inserted requiring OSPI to conduct an analysis on pupil transportation funding and developing recommendations for a new system. This is certainly positive. However, the report is not due until June 1, 2026. This means that if the legislature waits for the report before they act, the earliest possible time that they could actually make changes is in the 2027 session. To close this podcast, we'll take a quick update on four additional bills that we've been discussing. First, House Bill 1550, which is the bill to eliminate transitional kindergarten, or TK, and establish a new transition to kindergarten, TTK. Major revisions were made to the bill as it passed out of the House Appropriations Committee last week. However, there remain many concerns, especially funding mechanisms, teacher certification requirements, and student eligibility provisions. It is highly likely that the bill will be adopted by the full House in the next 2 weeks, so we encourage you to continue engaging with legislators on this issue. There is no new news on Senate Bill 5085 or Senate Bill 5175, AWSP's principal support bills. Both remain on the Senate floor calendar and could move at any time. We continue to remain very concerned about both bills and their possible implications. While we are definitely sympathetic to principal concerns and we stand at the ready to provide support, we can't support these bills. We continue to advocate for funding for additional principals and an expansion and additional supports for current principal internship program, for example. But again, we just simply can't support AWSP's legislation. And finally, some good news. We'll discuss more detail in Friday's TWEO newsletter, but the short story is that prejudgment interest, Senate Bill 5059, is dead. Of course, it could be revived later. However, we don't believe legislators will make the effort to bring this issue back this session. We'll have to rearm and be prepared for a fight in 2024, but it looks like we have a reprieve this session. As legislators work on the floor, budget writers are working behind the scenes to craft a new two-year budget. We strongly encourage you to continue engaging and work to impact their decision-making. Again, thank you for listening.